Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. New from Vicki Lynn Ashby, the book Colors of the Heart, a compilation of poems. Vicki Lynn shows that she has mastered the art of words as she evokes deep emotions in her readers, encouraging them to explore the colors of their hearts. Colors of the Heart truly displays the raw emotions of life, gripping the reader into a dramatic view of romance and heartache. Vicki Lynn Ashby, no stranger to poetry writing. She published her first poem at the young age of 15 with the American Poetry Association, and since then she has been inspired by close friends and loved ones to write many more. She has published 3 books of poetry, has had several poems actually made into songs by various recording industries. Our guest on This Week in America, Vicki Lynn Ashby, author of Colors of the Heart. Vicki Lynn, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Vicki is coming to us from the U.S. Virgin Islands, still recovering, obviously, from all the devastation they had during the course of the summer, and appreciate you taking time out to be with us. And I appreciate the phone company for cooperating, hopefully, during the course of the program and keeping our communications going. So thank you very much for joining us. This is such an excellent work of poetry that you've done. I'm very impressed with your talent. And let's talk a little bit about the background. I mentioned that you, 15, you had the first poem published. When did you develop this interest in writing poetry?
Like around 12, when I started junior high, 11 in junior high. Reading from a lot of literature and stuff, I started to develop that poem.
Well, yeah, and you've done such a nice job with it in the book. Yeah, Colors of the Heart. Let's talk about the title. I mentioned that you really do capture Colors of the Heart. Talk about putting this particular compilation together, what went into that, and how you came up with that title.
As a poet, I have a lot of, as you've probably noticed, there are a lot of, and there are a lot of emotional poems, and so I just thought, I'm like, you know, I'm heart, so I wanted to touch. I just came with that, Colors of the Heart. I thought that would be most appropriate, because your heart does go through stages.
Yeah, and you capture that with the collection that you put together, Colors of the Heart. How long did it take you to put this particular collection, this grouping, together?
I've published other books in the past, and so it's kind of a compilation of the others, because I took some of my favorite poems, these books that I did before, and then I added new poets to new. And so I guess it's been over.
Yeah, the book we're talking about is Colors of the Heart. Vicki Lynn Ashby is the author and our guest on the program. This is a republished book, is now available for sale at its lowest retail price. Available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Also available for sale as an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. You'll find it at all of those places. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to some of those outlets and get information on the book. What kind of a response have you gotten? The book is so moving, and as you're reading each of the poems, it's very easy to relate to what you're talking about. What type of feedback have you been getting from readers?
Oh, I've had a lot of positive people have come up to me and said, "Boy, you're like talking to me. It feels like you're talking to me. Like you're reading what I'm thinking." I'm glad people have that kind of reaction, because that's kind of what I was hoping to put out there.
I was going to say, that's probably the ultimate compliment, isn't it? When somebody says, "I was actually moved. It touched a place in me when I read your poem." I would think that's about the nicest thing that they could say to you.
Yes, I'm actually very flattered by it.
Yes, the book is Colors of the Heart. I want to talk about it, and we've got several here. I had so many. I had like most of them that I wanted to talk about. Vicki Lynn said, I've got some, and let's maybe talk about these. Abandoned Love is one of the first poems in the book, and I'll read just a stanza from there. Each day, another struggle, but she carries on, hoping that one day these fears will be gone, and the emptiness that she's been feeling each day will disappear once the pain drifts away. It really talks about an emotion that many people feel when we're leaving something behind, when we're leaving a love behind. Talk a little bit about how that poem came about.
Well, when I wrote that poem, I was actually in the UK, and I was going to a program. I was studying an art therapy program and working with my clients, and the emotions that they were going through, and art therapy is something that you do with people that have maybe emotional illnesses. And sometimes people treat them differently. And I'm like, you know what? That would make a good point. Their point of view. They see others that are not quote-unquote normal as being broken people, but they have the same emotions and feelings that we do. Maybe they just express them in a different way. And so that poem kind of stems from that point of view.
That poem, Abandoned Love, one of many in the book Colors of the Heart by Vicki Lynn Ashby. Against the Tide, this is something, again, that it's very relatable as you're reading. When life feels like a bumpy ride, when stress is all around and there's no place to hide, don't give up, keep swimming against the tide. We all go through periods with stressful lives and we're thinking, will I ever get through this? And this really is encouraging. That's just a small part of the poem. What was the basis for that?
Yeah. That another one, I noticed people are very stressed out, you know, and they turn to all these different things. Sometimes you're on medication, but it's always like a quick fix, and so make it slow. You don't give up, because if you give up, if you quit, then what's left? And if you don't believe in yourself, who's going to believe in you? So that kind of, I wanted to encourage people, because I see a lot of people around me that are so stressed out, and they just turn to drugs or drinking or something negative.
Talk a bit, that's interesting, the power of poetry, the power of the word. So often if you see somebody that's struggling and they're thinking about giving up, they're thinking that there's no way this is going to work out. If you try to verbalize that and say that, you so often miss the mark. When you do it with something like this, it really hits home. Is that one of the benefits of poetry, that you say it in such a way that it really resonates with the person you're talking to?
Yes, another thing, people think of poetry as maybe something of old days, back in old English days.
Yes.
And stuff. I wanted to be able to connect with others. And so that's why I always think of how I try to put myself in other people's shoes, how I would feel if I'm going through that. And that's usually when I can write my best poems.
What is the process like for you? Does this give you a better handle on your emotions and your thoughts as you're able to go through process and then write a poem? Does this help you as well?
Yes, actually, it's very therapeutic. Because then you can express yourself, and maybe it's not exactly the way you want it to be, but you're still getting those emotions out instead of bottling them in. Because when you hold things in, then you're more stressed out. You get angry fast. You lose your appetite and all of that. It's things out, and writing poetry, you can express yourself, and it's not way.
Vicki Lynn Ashby, our guest on the program. The book is Colors of the Heart. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information. Another poem that really jumped out at me as I was reading them was When I Think of You. And you really capture the power of love. One of the stanzas, When I Think of You, My Dreams Just Can't Go Wrong. I see that in your eyes, it's right, and I know within my heart, I'm found. Talk about that, because a number of the poems you write about really capture this whole relationship and love and how that can work in our favor or can, as I mentioned, abandon love. It can be a problem you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I from that point of view, the love, because everyone connects with that. Everyone can connect with it. A lot of people go through bad relationships, or maybe sometimes it's a really good, but I find that people don't really themselves how they should, and then things go negative. So that poem, Power of Love. Love is a very strong emotion, and that everybody experiences it. But sometimes you don't express it you might not say it, you might have a positive way. So being able to write it in poetry, and they could say, oh, wow, that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah, because in about a minute of reading, maybe even less than that, it's like, boy, those are my thoughts, and I couldn't have said it better. It's like Vicki Lynn is around the corner and watching me as she's writing that. The book Colors of the Heart by Vicki Lynn Ashby. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'll let you know where the book's available here very, very, very shortly. You're Not Alone. And this one is interesting because of the situation there. You're Not Alone, a stanza from the poem. After the storm, the sun always shines. After a hurricane, a rainbow you'll find. Talk about the basis of that, why you decided to write that.
That was one I wanted to write as an encouragement for a friend of mine that was going through a hard time. And that's actually what that I had recorded as a song. And that one, I had it recorded by Hilltop Records in California.
Oh, yes.
And it kind of brought it to life. I was so surprised. I was like, wow. And it was written as an words of encouragement to a friend that was struggling at the time.
The nice thing about it, and I was so impressed in having a chance to read Colors of the Heart, it's one of those books where you can sit, you can read through it and feel all of these emotions as you're reading it. And then go back from time to time if you need some encouragement in a certain area. You go back and read one of the favorite poems here that will talk you through some of the circumstances. Reaching out is one that really jumped out at me as well. In a world where darkness seems to abound, lend a helping hand to someone who's down. When the person next to you is in doubt, spread your light by reaching out. And so often we don't know how to express that. We know that we should be there for somebody. We know that we should reach out to somebody. And we have doubts how we go about doing it, and we don't do it. And you're talking about the power of just being there and reaching out to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. And as a teacher, I kind of my students in, you know, like with little kids, adults kind of just say, oh, it's just a child. Their thoughts and their emotions don't matter. They're just children. But that was one that I wrote for with my students in mind. And that was another song that was dedicated to Haiti when they had the earthquake in 2012, I believe.
Okay. Vicki Lynn Ashby, our guest, Colors of the Heart. So heartfelt as you're reading these. A couple more as we're time is going by too quickly on the program, as it always does. Broken Hearted, was it something I said? Did my words come out wrong? A few questions that linger in my mind when I hear our song. I'll swear I'll be there with the words spoken, but today I find myself miserably heartbroken. Where did that come from?
Yeah, that was to myself after breakup.
Okay, did it make you feel better after you wrote it? Did that sort of sort it out for you?
Yeah, actually it did. It did help because, like I said, to express yourself, but when you write it down, it's kind of like a release. You're letting those emotions go, and it was very therapeutic.
Well, you took something very positive from that relationship. This is a poem that will touch a number of people. You is another one that all of them resonate. They all have a message for somebody in there. The poem, You, I've never been afraid with you by my side. Your faith has kept me sheltered all the while. If ever I stumble, you're there to break the fall. If ever there is a doubt, it's erased by your smile. Talk about where that came from.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And another one that I had. That was written for a positive relationship, coming from a positive relationship. Or maybe even like a fantasy relationship. I was thinking like a perfect relationship, how a perfect relationship should be, how you should feel if you think your relationship is perfect. So that's where I wrote that from, that point of view, thinking of a perfect relationship.
A couple minutes left in the program. All of these poems, and I think you've sensed it, as Vicki Lynn has talked about these, are highly personal, either situations that she's found herself in or observed with family, friends, or written a poem with the children in mind in her classes. Is that where the best poetry comes from, when it is personal, where it's something they're not just words, but they're words with feeling, well-chosen words with feeling. Is that the benefit of poetry in writing it?
Yes. And when I'm writing, I always, if it's not, I'm affected by personally, like maybe something I hear in a song or something that I see in a movie, I put myself in that situation. I say, how would I feel if that happened to me, or if I was in that situation? And when I find when I write that way, it's more emotional and I could get my message across better.
Vicki Lynn Ashby, our guest on the program. We're talking about the book Colors of the Heart, a compilation of poems. As I mentioned in the beginning, so she's mastered the art of words, as she's able to evoke deep emotions in the readers. Now, the book is a republished book, now available for sale at its lowest retail price, available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Also available for sale as an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. And I mentioned Page Turner's in there, and we've a couple of minutes here, and I'll just wrap up the program with that. You've had the chance to work with Page Turner Press and Media in getting the word out on the book. What has that experience been like for you? For a lot of first-time authors that may be listening and going, I'd like to pursue that, what's the experience been like?
Oh, they have just been absolutely amazing. They've been very courteous and respectful. They are very patient. They make sure they went through everything with me. They didn't leave anything. They made sure I know everything that was going to happen step by step. So I am very pleased with their performance and their product and their services.
We're talking about Page Turner Press and Media. A minute or so left on the program. Vicki Lynn Ashby, our guest, author of the book Colors of the Heart. What are you working on now? I can't wait to get your next book. I hope that you're working on something.
I am, but I just started, so it's not ready yet. But I would like to write a book that's just for my students. And that I'm an elementary school teacher, so I'm writing for a younger audience. artist, so I'm hoping illustrations as well.
Well, we look forward to that. And you've got pictures, by the way, that set the tone as you're reading the book, Colors of the Heart.
Yes.
The book, once again, is Colors of the Heart by Vicki Lynn Ashby. You'll find it available at Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. So wherever you live in the world, there's no excuse not to get information and to enjoy the book, Colors of the Heart. I mentioned that you're coming to us from the U.S. Virgin Islands. How are things going down there? It still looks like it's a very slow process getting things back to where they were before.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, things are moving slowly, but getting there. We do see there's some improvement, and I think, I'm pretty sure most of the islands were all have electricity now. We still, some places are still being rebuilt, but we have actually got a lot of help from the U.S., and we still help re-energize us and rebuilding. FEMA is still here, and they're still helping to rebuild and help people to get back into homes and everything.
Well, we hope it continues. We hope it continues at an accelerated pace so that you're able to get all of the services back in a beautiful part of the world in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Once again, Vicki Lynn Ashby, our guest on the program. The book is Colors of the Heart. You'll find all the information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Vicki Lynn, it was a pleasure to have a chance to read the book. Very touched by you. You're a very talented writer. And thank you for taking the time out of a very busy day teaching children in the U.S. Virgin Islands to be with us and teach our audience a little bit as well. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Once again, Vicki Lynn Ashby, Colors of the Heart, the book. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.